Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful
Hello?
Creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I hope I'm on. It's been another technical morning. They just love to screw with me like that, so I can get that I'm always going to work out. Are we on, Stephen?
You're here.
I'm here. Great. Thank you, my love. All right. I just have to laugh, you know. I have to laugh at me and technology because I've learned to breathe through it. Stephen's helped me learn to breathe through it. But, oh, my gosh, I don't know. You just got to laugh when it keeps, you know, happening like that. Anyway, OMG, you guys, if you weren't on the politics webinar, go listen. Go listen. Go listen. It was such amazing guidance and information. It's free. You have no reason not to be involved and educated about what the channel brought through. So go to IamDWallace.com and listen to it. And our next webinar, I'm so excited. You know, I've really been looking for medical intuitive since we lost Susan Shadburn. And I think I found her for you. Her name is Masami Covey. She really blew me away down at Jennifer's conference. I had her do some work for me. She went right, exactly, immediately to the issues without me even saying anything about it. And now I've just gotten some supplements for her to see, expecting full well that this is going to turn some of the things around. Because, you see, I've been claiming, of course, I am wellness. And I am balanced, and I have all the perfect people come into my life to guide me into completing that intention consistently. So then they have to come, guys. So it's October 16th. You're going to want to be there. You know, last night I attended a big gala for Mercy for Animals. Mercy for Animals is an organization that does a lot of work on behalf of farmed animals, animals that are raised for food. And the horrible, horrible lack of compassion that many of these, especially on the big ranch farms, just, I mean, some of the videos they showed were heartbreaking to me. And it occurred to me that, again, it's all about compassion. Why should we worry about the animals that are being raised on farms and how they're treated? Because the more compassion we have for all energy on this planet and beyond, the more we increase our level of health and wellness and wealth, and our organs align with that. I'm telling you, it was quite an amazing night that evoked a lot of emotion within me. So if any of you are looking for a cause to back, I would check out Mercy for Animals. They've been really, really successful in getting a lot of legislature out there for the humane treatment of so that animals can turn around and walk and be with their babies. And you know, it was just a pretty amazing evening. And I sat at a table with some amazing people. And who did I run into? Rob Zombie and his wife, because they're big vegans. So it was a great night and reminded me again about the importance of compassion and what it does for us when we are compassionate toward other people. And thank you again, all of you that have bought and supported Gabrielle's book, Eat, Pray, #FML, on Amazon. I think I told you we've gone through past 1,500 books, which is unheard of for 2 months of a self-published book. You get that amazing little child experience that's worth $145, I think, when you send me proof that you've bought it with a little picture to imdwallace.com. Just email it. Okay, so the big thing that came up, well, for weeks now, really, guys, is the core belief: when I come alive again, I'm sick. And according to the channel, everybody has this to some extent or another, this core belief. So I really wanted them to break it down for me. And this is what they gave me. As we succeed with our money, our happiness, our wellness, our success, the closer we get to totally succeeding, our chakras close to protect us from, like, the other shoe dropping. So basically, the closer we get to creating everything we want, the more we have to protect ourselves from losing it. And we know that is not the signal we want to be sending out to the universe, right? Absolutely not. So that, when we shut our chakras because we're in fear of what might happen to all our good, or after we get all our good, or because we got all our good, that creates a block in our energy, which shuts down the flow, which creates sickness. Now, sickness might be mental, spiritual, physical, emotional, chemical, cosmic, or dimensional. Okay? So the more we get in the creation of what we want and the joy of it and the love of it, we protect ourselves, which shuts down the flow, which creates some kind of sickness, which takes us out of our knowing. Our hara line gets all screwed up. And literally, they said, I don't know, is the biggest sickness we create then. Because we're on the road, we're manifesting, we're getting signs that it's all working. And then we close up to protect ourselves from losing it. That takes us out of our knowing, creates things that we don't want, which reinforces, well, I guess I don't know. And, you know, in Ramses White's book, she says, the biggest sin you can state against yourself and your energy is, I don't know. So we're coming together. You got to do your work now here. Don't just listen to me. When I come alive again, I am well in every aspect of my life. And so it is. Yeah, baby. Just kind of feel into that. Feel the excitement of getting everything you want. Woohoo! Yippee! All right. Can I told them I want to go to the calls early because I want to try and, I want to, I am getting through as many calls today. Did you see what I did there? Three machinations of finally just saying simply, I am. And that's kind of what we do. All righty. We're going to start with Lee in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Lee, good morning. Good day. How are you? It's Lee.
Yeah, I know. We're awesome, baby. What can we help you with? Lee, are you there? Uh-oh. I think we lost her. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back. Hold on. All right, Anna in North Carolina, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, beautiful. What's up?
Well, I'm wondering, I feel like, no, I know I've been doing the work. In fact, I've even been releasing emotions with the emotion code. My question is, where am I? My house still has not sold, and I ended up with a renter. And it's almost as if I'm asking for a buffet and I'm getting peanuts. And I want to know where I'm falling out in all this.
Okay. First thing I heard is there's some other energy affecting you. Is somebody else involved in selling this house? Do you have a partner? Well, or?
No, just a realtor.
Hold on. We're all balanced. Anybody switched? Ew. Okay. So when I say we want the highest answer, I get a no. So please direct yourself to want the highest answer, okay? Both want the highest answer. Yes. Okay. So that's the highest question we can ask is what the heck is in the way blocking the cell? Yes. I get it's the realtor. Do you know your realtor?
I do.
Okay. So for some reason, when I say this is right, she wants that house sold, I get a no. So let's see if we can get some discernment around that. Sheets,
okay.
Book, give me a song.
Row, row, row your boat.
Yeah, okay. So this is a pattern. Do you know her history as a realtor?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Okay, well, I'd look into that and see what her success rate is. Because row, row, row your boat is all about patterns. And there's some kind of pattern with her that she wants to be successful. She doesn't want to be successful. She wants to sell it. She doesn't want to sell it. Now, you're your highest answer, guys. You're always your highest answer. So drop down into your heart. When you feel from your heart, do you know that, no, not think, do you know that she's doing everything she can to sell this house?
No. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I got a no too. But I was waiting for you to feel into it. So you've got nothing to lose, but baby. Right?
No.
You got nothing to lose in trying another realtor, do you?
Right. And I just renewed the contract with her. Oh my God.
All right, all right, all right. So let's not go there. Let's go to we're our own creation.
Yes.
Okay. We create for ourselves. So the next part of that then is don't depend on her to sell your house. You energetically sell your house. She's just a piece on the board where you're playing the game. Do you understand?
You know, yes. The other day,
okay.
I was, again, focused on selling the house, and I actively put a bubble of protection, a bubble of light around the house, and put it out there, asked to draw the light of the people to buy the house. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and it's working. It just hasn't shown up yet, so don't give up.
Okay.
That's what we do, is we go, oh, see, and that's exactly what they were talking about in the beginning. When I come alive again, when I get close, I shut my chakras down, right? Because,
yeah.
Guys, there's, and this is the first thing they ever gave me when I started this work. The problem is that within us, we want it and we don't want it for some reason. And I get that you really want to sell this house, but you give your power away to the quote-unquote people who are supposed to sell it.
Yeah.
You start selling it energetically.
Okay.
And then you can say to her, you know what? You are totally on board with this, right? I need this house sold. My intention is to have this house sold. If you don't think you can do it, please release me from the contract so I can find somebody who can. That'll wake her up.
Okay.
All right. Let
us
know, will
you? I will. You bet.
All right, baby. Thank you.
I love
you. All right, Lee. Let me see. Are you here?
I'm here.
You here, baby cakes?
I can hear you. Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. All right.
Hi.
I got you back. What's up?
Thank you. Okay, so I've come to a realization about this thing called embarrassment, and I feel like it's because I care so much about what other people think about me, and yet at the same time, I don't care. So what you had said with the first caller about her house, so I would love some guidance and, you know, like a little bit of a tough love that you know how to do so well to kind of just get over this hump of embarrassment, this sense of...
All right, okay. So that's, you know, Lee and everybody, that's where we're all at right now. Guys, there's some really subtle changes in the work and how it's coming in for me and how they're... relaying the information, which doesn't surprise me because Creation Station is coming up and we always make breakthroughs. But it's happening with all of us, this expansion. And if we're going to keep expanding out, and that's what God is, a constant, consistent expansion of understanding and knowledge, then things are going to keep coming up on the physical plane so that we can be challenged and redirect the energy and move on to the next big thing. So they're taking me to a core belief. This page here, 2, 23. Aha! When I'm loved, I'm depressed, which kind of goes along with when I come alive again, I'm sick. So we're going to around 3 years old with your dad. What comes up?
Oh, it could be any number of things.
Well, give me your basic relationship with your dad around being loved. Or your relationship with your dad.
It would be, you know, it's like huge and gregarious, and then let me just pull it all back because you've got to be ashamed of me.
Well, there you go. There's where your embarrassment is. So I'm going to put it all out there. Oh, but wait, when I do, I embarrass people. I mean, you just literally said why you're doing what you're doing, Lee. Did you hear it?
I sure did.
Okay.
Wow.
That's why, guys, I beg you, I urge you, I challenge you, go look at what your messages were from your family, what they told you or what they modeled to you, okay? You will get so much insight into yourself, you won't believe it.
And just keep doing it. Just keep doing it.
Well, redirect it now. So when I'm loved, I'm honored. When I'm loved, I'm respected. When I'm honored, everybody accepts me, because your dad didn't. So you've spent your life building on that belief instead of, wow, isn't it awesome when I'm loved? Look at everything great that happens to me when I'm loved.
Right on.
And being loved feels great, and it's safe to be loved. That's the biggest one they're saying. It's
okay.
Safe for me to be loved.
Thank you.
Let's all claim that. It's safe for me to be loved. I am a person who is loved and who is safe being loved, and so it is. Let's just call in the old symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love on that one, because it goes right with what the core belief was that they talked about before we started. Wow, Lee, thanks for bringing that in, baby.
Right on.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for today.
You're welcome, darling.
Let's see. Yeah, it's amazing what the core belief came in, because that is something that I seem to keep falling back on, is when I start coming alive, then my quote-unquote sickness resurfaces really strong.
Yeah. Well, good for that testimonial. Now, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I keep asking myself, okay, am I doing enough of everything?
Okay, the channel is saying, actually, the highest question is, am I enough?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay. So
I agree.
Would you look at a newborn baby and ask if they were enough?
Oh, no.
Okay. So every baby comes in as more than enough, don't they? Well, you were one of them.
All of us
were one of them at one time. We came in enough, guys. But we come into embodiment to learn about energy and thought and feelings and how they go together. So we have to be aware now that when things are not showing up, we get to redirect our energy and really keep it focused until that energy takes new physical form, or emotional form, or mental form, right? That the redirection of us, we get to choose, not our parents, not our teachers, not our religion anymore. We get to choose the definition of who we are. We get to choose that the more successful we are, the more wellness we experience in every part of our lives. We get to experience not to be embarrassed, but to be celebrated for when we rise to the occasion. We get to choose all that now. But you have to do it, guys. And you have to do it consistently. So you know what you need to do now, Sandy?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, because it doesn't sound like you do, woman. Tell me what it is, what your great opportunity is now.
Oh.
Well, then
maybe
why
not.
Did you say yes, huh?
Oh, a pattern.
Yeah, guys, you see, calling into the Sunday show ain't going to change your lives. Calling into the Sunday show gives you the information on how to change your life. But then you have to do it. So I'm worthy. I deserve it. I've been worthy from the day before I was born. When I was just energy, I was worth it. Everybody's worth it. Everybody has their highest self-worth possible. We just get in the way because other people have told us to tone down our worth. Or that when we come forward in our worth in a powerful way, we get sick somehow. So we have to change that around. I am worthy and I deserve it. And I am powerful in divine love. Can't go wrong when it's through divine love. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I want you to direct your energy to know and be every day before you get up. All right, Sandy?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Look, hers is ours is everybody's, guys. So we got to get on this. I want to see changes in your lives through this work. And in order to do that, we have to do it daily and consistently with joy and love. All right, Emily, I'm on my soapbox here. You get me on my soapbox, baby. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I am living my freedom. I am alive and I am well. And I came alive in Alaska. I brought myself alive. I created that with the universe. I talked last week about the experience with the dog, you know, exploding the bear spray in the living room and having to deal with all that. And being up there was enlivening. You know, it was like, I want to go hike with these dogs. I'm by myself and I might see a bear. You know, what am I going to meet inside myself? I'm creating this experience. I want to do this and I'm going. And it was miraculous and beautiful and amazing.
Oh, great.
And I have a testimonial for how have things and are they changing in my life through this work. Because right now I'm looking at just the opportunities that are coming in are blowing my mind. I'm waiting tables right now at a restaurant and there's a management job open. I'm really being encouraged to apply for it. Now, money flow and consistency of money flow has been something I've been, you know, creating, learning how to create for some time. And the fact in the past, a job like that, I didn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. I didn't want to be the one in charge. And right now, I feel very excited about considering the possibility of this job. And I know I could do this job.
Very excited for you. It would be a good move for you. And it's a perfect example of coming alive again. You know, you've just been kind of hiding out in protection. Do you know?
Well,
boy,
so
the dad's taking it. I'm going to your dad again. So why did your dad show you that you needed to protect yourself against expansion?
Well, this is the funniest thing in the world. The earlier when you said, please, you guys, look back. What are the messages you got when you were little from that were modeled to you? Well, what popped into my head right then is my parents talk about how when I was born, they were very young. When I was born, my dad was just finishing his senior year of college, and I was born the summer right after that. My dad, whenever he would leave the little tiny apartment, he would say to my mom, "Guard the kid."
Uh-huh.
So that's the message right there. The world is a
scary
place. Scary things can happen.
Isn't that funny? And he probably was even saying it in jest, you know?
You know,
okay, guard the
kid, right?
You know?
Yeah, half in jest.
But we just pick up the inferences, the energy, the, you know, the other thing they're bringing in for you, Emily, is they literally were scared to death about, can we do this? Can we handle this? And you picked up that energy, which is part of the energy that's kept you from expanding out, because subconsciously you're going, oh my God, can I handle this?
It makes total sense. My mom said when they left the hospital with me, my mom was just in disbelief, like, they're letting me take this baby home? Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I have to ask this question now, Dee. So when the other opportunity that's come in at the same time is my friend in Alaska has a, they have a large house that had some earthquake damage. Her family's moving to Vietnam, her husband and children, and she has invited me to go up there and live in the house while the work is done so she can go join her family. And I feel the aliveness of that possibility, but there's also a lot of chaos and, you know, like...
Okay, so this is what we call mental masturbation. So drop into your heart, baby. Drop into your heart. And just follow me. So which feels better, stay in your heart. Which feels better, Alaska or the job at the restaurant and home?
The job at the restaurant feels better.
What?
The job at the restaurant feels better.
Okay. You see how easy that was instead of going around and around and around? But literally.
So I want to know, why do I hear the words in my head, go to Alaska?
Well, that's a good question, and I have the answer. Because I was starting to say to you, the channel said, it really doesn't matter if you commit to being happy in either place. Then it really doesn't matter.
Beautiful.
Because there's part of you that loves Alaska, and there's part of you that would love to seize this job. Is she running away from the expansion of the job? If she goes, I get a no.
Okay. So either one will expand.
Either one,
and,
you know,
for me and
they're giving me Robert Frost poem, Two Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood, and I took the one less traveled, and that's me. It doesn't apply here.
Okay.
They're saying it doesn't apply. Either road is going to take you on a great adventure. Your job is to just keep yourself in alignment with that adventure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I love
you.
You
bet.
I love this.
Yeah,
work.
I was kind of surprised when I got that message about the two roads. I went, I don't got it. Okay, we're going to Susan in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
So I wanted to find out, actually I have two questions. The biggest one that kind of, and I think it applies to my second question as well, is that things seem to be going really well, and I was with all my health stuff let's see.
So
the podcast,
your health
and all
stuff
that
is going well and regaining its balance? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No. You know, I was
things
starting
are going
the health
well
podcast
aside
and all that.
From your health.
Well, yeah, what's happened is over the last, I don't know, about 5 or 6 weeks, I have fallen 3 times. And the last time, it's like each time it's gotten worse. And the last time I broke my collarbone.
Dear God.
And
well, do you have
yeah,
any balance issues?
No, but I do have a tendency to trip. I mean, I don't pick my feet up a lot.
Okay,
as much as
that's
I
where we're going. Those are the words I needed. So we are going to the question of why you trip. Sheets, book, give me a song, please, any song that pops in.
Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, wow. I get a big yes. Gotta love this work. Your loneliness is tripping you up. Are you
my
lonely?
Loneliness? No.
Yeah, that's the highest word. When I say you're lonely, I get a yes. Hold on. Are we balanced? Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. So,
does it have something to do with working and that side of it?
I get a yes on that. Are you married?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because I get a no with your husband.
Right.
But I get now they're giving me the word withdrawn, that subconsciously anyway, you're feeling withdrawn from society. Oh, and now they're bringing in the illness. So, okay, guys. So we're going backwards with this one, from what the pattern was that they gave us at the beginning, is literally you're doing it, the, as my mother would say, best backwards. You're using your sickness to as a reason to close your chakras, which makes you shut yourself off more than you ever would if you felt well. And that's how you're creating more of your sickness. You're literally keeping yourself from coming alive because you're using your sickness as a reason why you can't. Does that make sense? So what they just did, guys, is they put together a circle for us. When I come alive, I'm sick again. I close my chakras. That creates a block in my energy. That takes me out of my knowing. So I go into I don't know, which is the biggest sickness, which creates physical sickness, which creates me closing my chakras, which creates me not being able to create and come alive again. So, you see, you brought in the second half of what they gave us at the top of the show. Did you follow that, Susan?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I would re-listen to this, everybody, because that was a really, really big thing they just put together for us. So, my next question to you is, how can you create the state of wellness for yourself then? Because creating the state of wellness is coming alive for you.
What's the biggest
physical challenge you have?
Right now it's the fact that I can't use my arm, and it's my right hand, and I'm right-handed. So.
Okay. Have you seen anybody that works with nerves?
No, because they said it's just a matter, it just has to heal, the bone has to heal.
Well, I get a yes on that, but also it's affecting your nerves, and it's going to heal a lot faster, they're underlying that, now they're circling it. If you make sure that your nerves are open and free. My pinky and the finger next to it, your ring finger on one of my hands, was feeling kind of numb, which kind of freaked me out. And when I asked my trainer about it, he said, oh, Dee, that's nerves. So I went to the chiropractor, and I had a bone that was pressing on a nerve. And as soon as he released it, those fingers aren't numb anymore. So I would check that out, Susan. That was pretty specific information. You know, and I would definitely, if you're going to do the next webinar, definitely ask Masami about what the core issues are about creating a state of balance. But the big circle that we got is the key to it. Okay.
Yeah, so does that have to do with what I was trying to do as far as my work, my actual work life, and creating a new, what do I call it, consultancy kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all intertwined. So
start giving yourself permission.
That you deserve it and you're worth it, and you are creating that right now. Right now in this moment, it's created. And it's successful, And when I come alive again, I'm well in every way. And I'm well in every way, so I can come alive again.
Yeah.
Everybody got
okay.
that?
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah,
thank you, boy.
I thought it was
we
connected.
Are bringing in some hot shit today. Ann in Georgia. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I love that question of how can I be happy versus why am I not happy? That was so profound.
Yeah.
Yes,
yep.
I ask myself all the time, and yes, I choose happiness.
Well,
okay.
And that way our brains can really give us information about how we can be happier instead of finding reasons why we're not.
Right.
You know? That's great.
Yeah.
Good, Ann. I'm glad you're working with that.
Yeah, that's working, and I direct my energy every day. My question is actually about my sister up in Vancouver Island. She's got what you call ocular migraines, where she'll be talking to somebody and all of a sudden her faces go black and, you know, and her mind gets fuzzy. And I wondered if you had any feedback on that.
Have they defined it as migraines?
It's not like a regular migraine. Rudy has them too. His are a little different. It's like zigzags in front of his eyes for about 20 minutes, and then it goes away. But it's not painful or anything. But she goes and takes a Midol, and then that seemed to. But she went the first time it happened. She couldn't remember numbers, and then she couldn't write, and then she couldn't walk. And she went straight to the stroke center, and they determined it was not a stroke, and that's where they brought up that possibility.
Well, I get that's part of it, Anne, but there's another physical issue that's dovetailing into this. But I'm going to the body book, which I don't know if it still is on sale on his site, guys, but last month it was on sale. Amazing deal if any of you are interested in the body book. All right, so what they're having me go to, hold on, everybody's in balance. We want the highest. Okay, love starvation, longing for mother's love or that of someone close. Their love inputs came out of mother's priorities and concerns in a patriarchal household, not unconditionally or in response to their needs. So talk to me. She's starving for love, basically, is what they're saying. So talk to me. Does that resonate with anything you know about?
Well, we definitely had the patriarchal, and she decided to stand up to my father and, and protect us all from that. So she's the little champion that way. She's very...
Yes, but you see, what the channel wants to point out is that your mom didn't stand up for her. And
I think she did. Mom was there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In her understanding, in her energetic understanding, she is desperately wanting the feminine within her to stand up for her, so she stands up for herself. So she gives herself. Here we are back to self-love, guys, and how important it is. You know, if somebody in your life didn't give you the love that you wanted, that's not going to relive itself. But you can reprogram it by giving yourself love. And I'm asking, this is the highest, most correct, most complete. The more time she spends loving herself, the more this clears up and the more clarity they have on exactly what's going on, because they don't have the whole picture yet, Anne. They don't have the whole physical picture yet.
Right, right.
Okay. But she's got to love herself enough to really bring in the highest answer about it.
Okay.
And she's close, but this is what she's trying to say to herself. I need to love myself more. Right? Not give myself up for everybody else like I was taught to do. I had to protect everybody. I had to come forward for everybody. I had to be the champion for everybody. I know this one well.
Yeah, well,
you know,
she definitely is the kind that will drop her own needs and take care of the man on the street even. Very loving.
Well,
loving. Yeah.
She's coming forward through her physical body to tell herself it's time to take care of herself now.
Okay.
And make sure you help her balance her feminine and masculine energies. Just I direct my feminine and masculine energy to be in balance separately and with each other. And so it is. Because we want our power, we just want our power through divine love. And when you balance the masculine, feminine, that's what you get.
So she directs her masculine and feminine to be in balance with each other?
Well, they have to be in balance within themselves and then within each other. Do you understand? Like any good, solid partnership, guys, I have to be complete in me. Lanny has to be complete in him. And then we come together in our completeness to share.
Okay.
Most people are looking for others to complete them.
Yeah, I think that's
and
why
we do
excited.
That
yeah.
by taking care of everybody else. That's one way. Okay?
Yeah. So it's kind of like healing the codependence.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, I've done that. And she's
Thanks,
working
Ann.
On it.
Thank
you so much.
Boy,
Thank
we
you.
Are just getting... Dear God, what a show. So much discernment. Davina, what's up, baby cakes?
Hello, you fabulous, wonderful, awesome woman.
Right back at you, baby. What's up?
I have two questions. The first one is, why am I not sensing my son anymore? What's going
why
on
are
with
you
that?
What?
Not sensing my son anymore.
Well, the first thing I heard is you're not asking to.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Ask and ye receive, remember? Not hope. Okay. So let's start asking, how can I open up the lines of communication and communicate more with my son? That's my intention. Hey, son, up there. I am communicating with you. And then the channel's just saying, you got to be a little bit more aware because he has been communicating with you, but you, why are they giving me electronics? Was he into electronics or?
No.
Well, that's how he's communicating with you, electrically. So if the lights flash, if you lose power for a while, if you've got to redo the breaker, I don't know, just look for some electrical things, because even if you get a, they're showing me, you know, when you walk on the carpet and you get a zap,
mm-hmm.
a shock, anything electrical, that's him playing around with you, baby.
Okay. The other question is, what is blocking me from pursuing the technical writer position?
Okay, so again, Davina, wake up. We don't ask the negative because we can't find the positive.
Okay.
So what do I get to bring into alignment that creates this position I want? It's funny. Did you say electrical position?
No. Technical writer.
Somehow that's Hold on. There's stuff right up here to my right, and I'm waiting for it to drop in. Somehow, okay, just start free writing some every day. He's going to communicate with you through that too. Oh, because he says that you understand writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that modality of communication. So if you just start some free writing, he's going to come through and communicate with you on that. So there's three quick things you have to get into alignment for you to be in alignment with this position. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay. Hold on. I'm putting it together with something else. A core belief. Okay, this page here, 223. Well, here we are again. When I'm loved, I am depressed. But Yankee Doodle Dandy is a really joyful song, but it's also a political song in a very weird way. So there's something politically that you're not in alignment with around doing this job. Do you know what they're talking about?
No.
Politically, it's not in alignment with something you believe. So, and they're talking literally about politics, Democrat, Republican kind of politics. So,
yeah, which makes no sense to me.
Well, it will. Just sit. Let's see what the other two are, and maybe it'll come together for you. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay, Gone with the Wind is always about tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is another day. So it's about your creation not happening now. You're looking at it as creating it in the future. Like, okay, like if we're putting that together politically, in the political world, we're creating our next president right now. We're not waiting for the time to vote, guys. We're energetically creating it right now. So they want you to clearly decide what team you want to be on in this job. Because it's like, they keep saying it's like the Republicans and the Democrats. There's one side and then there's another side, and they're not really working together, but you're going to help them work together. But you have to be clear on what side you want to be on and know that you're creating it right now. And the final one is Sheets, book, movie, play, and I'm going to South Pacific. They're taking me to the song "I've Got to Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair," which tells me I can't create this until I get rid of something else. And that's not where you want to put your attention. Okay, Davina, I'm creating it now. I don't have to fix anything. Everything is in alignment right now. I'm creating it right now, and I'm clear about what I want and what I'm creating right now. You get those things into alignment, the job will be there easily.
Okay.
I
think when my son was talking about writing, I'm editing my book. And so I think that's more maybe what he's talking about.
I get a yes on that. But he also takes me back to free writing, which is going to help your book also, by the way.
Right.
Just to sit down and just start, you know, when I do that, I just go, I don't know what I'm writing. I don't know why I'm sitting here writing. I'm just writing. And then open your channel, be willing to write anything that comes in. I actually think he wants to help you also with a book.
Yes.
Yeah, I get a yes on that. Okay?
Okay. You're
all right. Will you keep me? Guys, I would love for you to keep me posted on. We're bringing in some big stuff, and I absolutely am claiming that all of us see a shift in our lives now. We experience in physical form the results of this work. I'm claiming that for absolutely everybody that hears this call or will ever hear this call. Call it in now and honor, accept, and acknowledge when you shift, because then you shift more. All right, baby, thank you. My gosh, this show went fast. Oh, my gosh, did we bring in some amazing stuff. Thank you. Thank you all for all this great stuff. Let's just claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. Well, let's say it together. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.